reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Deacon Paul is going on vacation shortly, so we decided to let him take the first two readings as well as the gospel so he could get double time for today. Also, we want to remind you that today we have our Eucharistic devotions. We'll have the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament after the 11 o'clock Mass until 8 p.m. Then on we'll have exposition from immediately after the 7:30 Mass until noon, and then on Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Also, I want to call your attention to the insert in the bulletin today about the constitutional amendment that's coming up for voting on in November. The Planned Parenthood, which is pushing this because they are the largest provider of abortions in our country, and I think God will judge them in accordance with that, but they're pushing this amendment, and they're saying it doesn't say what it says, but this insert in the bulletin says exactly what it says and tells us why we cannot support it and why we need to vote against it. There was a fellow who called the AAA, and he said, "I have locked my keys in the car. Could you come out and open the car for me?" They said it'd be about half an hour to 45 minutes. He said, "Well, can you please hurry because it looks like rain and the top's down." Now, I have never had a convertible, but I actually did lock my keys in the car once with the car running. In any event, he wasn't terribly bright, and I wasn't terribly bright at that time, didn't understand, but Peter understands in the gospel. The first reading, Isaiah speaks to the Lord of the palace, Shebna. He is effectively the prime minister and chief counselor of the king. He is very proud. He has built himself an expensive tomb for himself, and he's putting on airs because he is important. But he has given bad advice to the king, leading to the king's infidelity. And as a consequence, God judges him through the prophet and says he's going to be taken off of his role. He's going to be cast down from his pride. The symbol of the office, the keys, will be taken from him and given away to someone who will be faithful. He would be one who would be humbled, but again, someone else who would be faithful would become the next counselor and would lead the king appropriately. In the gospel, we've heard it many, many, many times. And we understand it as a way differently from our non-Catholic brothers and sisters. Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do people think that I am?" They say, "John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets." But then he says, "Who do you say that I am?" In other words, do you understand who I am, what I am doing, and why I am doing what I'm doing? And Peter responds, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus praises him for his understanding, even though he understands that Peter really doesn't understand all that well. But because of his understanding, Jesus responds, "You are Peter. You are the rock." He changes his name. And that's an important thing because several times that happens. We see Abram become Abraham. We see Jacob become Israel. We see Saul become Paul. It indicates a new relationship, a new responsibility. And Jesus will use Peter as the rock on which to build his church. And he gives him the keys. He gives him authority, a lasting authority that will be given to Peter and to his successors. Jesus knows who Peter is. He knows that he's impulsive, who often acts without thinking, and we'll see that he sometimes goes over the top, if you will. And we see that a couple of weeks ago when he decided to walk on the water to see Jesus and then began to sink. Jesus knows that Peter doesn't really understand who he is yet. We're going to see that next week. Yet he still chooses him because he knows him, and he knows he will be able to lead the rest of the apostles, especially after receiving forgiveness for his denial. Jesus chooses the rock of profound faith, of personal faith. And he knows that Peter, when he receives the Holy Spirit, will then really know who Jesus is. And he will lead with Jesus' authority and will pass that authority down to his successors to our very day. Many of those successors will be holy, some not. Many will have great wisdom and make good judgments, some will not. But all, when they teach, will teach with Jesus' own authority, with infallibility. As Paul says, he praises God for his power and wisdom that he gives to Christ's body, the church, to teach what is true. And we are to continue to teach what is true. We are to teach the dignity and inviolability of every human life. We are to teach the truth of the nature of man and woman. We are to teach the purpose of human sexuality. And the world doesn't want to hear it. It wants its own truth that is a lie. Let us pray that we may continue to teach what is true because we have received that truth from the Lord who loves us, who loves each of us, and calls us to be faithful to him here and now, proclaiming the truth until he calls us to be one with him forever.